You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded by the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. We're supposed to get through it, survive, cling on by the last little thread, and at the same time, carpe diem, enjoy every moment because it's going to go by so fast. Typical mom culture sends us all kinds of mixed, typically negative messages. We shouldn't take care of ourselves. It's selfish. The more ragged you run yourself, the bigger your badge of honor. But also, ditch your mom bod and work out. Don't yell. Make more money. Show up. Be better. But not at the expense of time with your kids. I am putting a hard stop to all of this. While being a mom, running a business, and whatever else you might have going on is hard, and it is a lot, and there's lots of giving of yourself, the idea that motherhood means living a joyless, nonstop hustle with zero balance kind of life, where you give and give and give and never take, needs to stop. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime, at least most days, stop the mom guilt and shame game, stop cleaning up after your kids' childhood, and start being present for it. I want to help you thrive in work, home, and life. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to living an abundant life. And I know moms are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, some business, life hacks, spirituality, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hi, loves. Welcome back to The Purpose Show. So before we dive into today's episode, I just want to say a couple of things about it so you kind of know what the deal is and where it's coming from. So today's episode is actually pulled straight out of one of my paid programs. It's pulled out of Unburdened, okay? So this is one of the lessons that's in the course where I'm talking about mindset, okay? So basically what this is it is a massive, massive pep talk, and I think you're going to love it. I recorded it a couple weeks ago for Unburdened, and after I was done, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Like, I kind of want to share it with the podcast girls too. So please enjoy this. Let it inspire you. Let it make you think. Take action on it. It's just like, it's like the very, very beginning, like the first lesson, the first like surface scrape of what is about to unfold in Unburdened. So this is going to help you so much. But if it does help you and you feel like, oh my gosh, that like really helped me, that really shifted my perspective, girl, like you just need to get into Unburdened. It's going to blow your mind because it's like 5,000 times this short lesson. Okay. So unburdened.life, the doors are open right now, but they're only open for a very short while. So I need you to get on this. I can't wait to see you in there for those of you who join. And for now, please enjoy this excerpt from my premium program, Unburdened, and let's talk about your mindset. Hello, friends. Welcome. All right. Let's get comfortable, because we are going to be diving into some mindset stuff here. This is something that I love talking about. And we're going to start by kind of just checking in with ourselves and seeing, where is there any typical mom culture BS stuck, like lodged in here for you? Okay, so typical mom culture is very much, we've all seen it, maybe just didn't recognize it for what it was. But it's very much like, oh, like motherhood is just like so hard. It's like such a crap show all the time. Like I can't even remember the last time I took a shower or peed alone. And like, oh, like the bigger a mess you are, like the more you're accepted in typical mom culture by other typical mom culture moms. The mom who is feeling good about herself, the mom who is, you know, going to the gym, has a great marriage, taking care of herself, like she's outed. She's kind of like the villain. She's always like, you know, the super B word villain in movies and in real life circles. She's often made fun of and kicked out because she's not typical mom enough. It's like a faux camaraderie that's based on you being a mess, because you being a mess makes everyone else feel better about their own mess. First of all, there is nothing wrong with you if you identify as a mess, okay? Motherhood is messy, and there are seasons of motherhood where it's just like, there's survival mode is purposeful. There's a place for it. There's a reason for it. My problem with typical mom culture is that it takes survival mode and makes it like the essential place to live from. And if you exit survival mode without the rest of us, we're going to out you. You're going to be kicked out. We're going to make fun of you. You're not going to be accepted. You're going to be like the annoying, perfect, fluffy mom that's house is perfect all the time and you work out and you're all together and because you're making us uncomfortable. So now you're the enemy. So it's this kind of faux camaraderie based on the mess, like I said. And so what the real problem with that, though, is not only is it not women supporting women at all, but also it encourages women to stay stuck in this place where they are just feeling like a total disaster. And they're afraid. They're afraid of, they don't know who they are. They don't know what their identity is outside of the mess and the cycle of chaos and the constantly struggling. Outside of that constant struggle, they don't know who they are. They don't even know if there's a way out of it. They just know this is motherhood. Everyone's talking about it like this, so this must just be what it is. And so they don't even go and look outside of themselves for a way out. They think like this is just the way it is. And then we have a bunch of moms who hate being moms and all they do is complain. And this is why a lot of mommy groups online are full of just husband bashing and complaining and just self-sabotaging and just really... The words you're speaking, the words you're typing are cementing you in the situation that you are in, that you say is like, oh, it's like funny, like coffee till wine, and then it's 9 and the kids are in bed and I can finally enjoy my night to make yourself feel better. When really, really deep down, that's not how anyone wants to live. That's not how anyone wants to raise their kids. That's not how anyone wants to like do motherhood. No one wants to like sign their name to that kind of motherhood and be like, yep, I did my purpose. I raised my kids this way. It was totally good. You know, no one wants to do that. So it's, they're just kind of like medicating this chronic chaos by joking around about how this is just the norm. Everyone has their days. Okay. Everyone has their days. I have days all the time. But when we agree that the mess is what is expected and we accept it, it becomes abnormal and even like enemy-ish, that you're the enemy, if you get out of that. And that breeds hopelessness and honestly, depression. The typical mom culture is a problem that has needed fixing for a really long time. And that's what I'm here to do. And that's what you're here and unburdened to do in yourself. Okay. So we're going to start by just, I want you to sit with that. You can pause this if you want. You can watch the rest and then come back to this question later. But the first thing, maybe write it down, that I want you to do is ask yourself, have you been buying into typical mom culture at all? Have you been believing those lies? Do you feel like you know who you are without the constant chaos? Do you feel like you may lose friends if you weren't a disaster all the time? Do you feel like you would be judged by somebody in your life? Maybe it's a mom or a friend or a mother-in-law, that you would be judged if you weren't running around like a chicken with your head cut off all the time, because that equals being a good mom or that equals your worthiness. I want to challenge that with this question. What if things were easy? The word easy is a very difficult word for a lot of moms to swallow. Especially at the place that you are probably in or near in your life for enrolling in this course. But I wanna bring it to the light now, and I want you to sample it and just kind of sit with it and see how you're feeling. What comes up when I say that? What if you had moved things around? You stopped being a typical mom culture. You stopped being in this reactive mindset. And we're gonna talk about that in a second. And you took ownership. And you figured things out. You cleared things. You made things better and lighter. And you were just not so stressed out all the time. You have your days. You have even, you know, a week every now and then. But typically, it's really good. It's pretty flowy, pretty easy. How does that feel? What comes up? Do you feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm not worthy of that? Do you feel resistance come up? Why? The reason that that would come up is because you have beliefs about how motherhood is, about how motherhood needs to be, that are limiting you from being free. Those are called limiting beliefs, okay? and they are holding you back from everything you really want. So then we get into this cycle where we are a mess all the time. We're not loving our lives. We're not feeling good. We're running the clock all the time, constantly counting down till the next minute our kids are away from us or asleep. Like, again, everyone has their days. I still have days like that, but they're rare. They're few and far between. They're not every day anymore like they used to be. And then we really are like, I don't want this life. I don't want this to be like this anymore, but I don't know what to do. So it's just easier to joke about it and find that faux camaraderie in typical mom culture. Does that make sense? So how have you been buying into typical mom culture? Just be honest with yourself. And then who would you be without the constant chaos? What would it be like if things were, dare you say, easy? That word is just way too hard, way too uncomfortable, way too much for you to swallow. Try using the word easier or simple or not chaotic. Find a word and sit with that and ask, what would happen? How would I feel if things were like that? Aside from that work, which I want you to do on your own, okay, so again, pause the video and go do that. Watch the rest of this and come back to it. But that's the first thing I want you to really sit with and work through and on your own in the journal or something, okay? The next thing I want to talk about is what I just mentioned. Shifting from a reactive state of mind to an ownership state of mind. You might have also heard me call this the action-taking, problem-solving woman state of mind. That's what I want you to become, okay? Because that's what you really are deep down. It's just been buried by typical mom culture and chaos and overwhelm. And honestly, you've been drowning when you're trying to just keep your head above the water. You really don't give a rip about what your mindset is. But the funny thing is your mindset is what's actually causing you to drown. It's not your kids. It's not your house. It's not your stuff. It's your mindset. And your mindset allowed those things to become so overwhelming that you can't breathe. Okay? So to get out of the place you're in, we have to shift our mindset. This is the same thing when we're talking about, you know, when I share my story, I'm on the business side of things, going from being under the US poverty line to building wealth and starting this business and having a 7-figure business within 18 months. I had to shift from poverty mindset to wealth mindset. Then the physical things shifted and the things happened and money started coming in. My business took off. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't like I'm in poverty mindset, but I have this business idea. And then I started making money and now I have wealth mindset because I created wealth. It was the opposite. It's like this great, like opposite, like oxymoronic thing about life and the way that God created the world to work, the way that the universe works. So you have to shift your mindset first. So in this mess, in the chaos that you're in that led you to buy this course, I want you to shift your mindset. So being in a reactive state of mind looks like you are literally reacting at everything and reacting to everything happening at you. So let me explain that. When we react at somebody or something, it kind of looks like your kid tapping you for the 50th time and you're like, my God, what? You just reacted at your child. Now, the reason that you did this could be a lot of things, but it's probably got something to do with the fact that you are stretched so thin with the house, with your to-do list, with your life, with your family members, with your relationships, with the lack of boundaries that you have, with doing things out of obligation and your calendar being overstuffed and your house being overstuffed and your life being too full of the wrong things that caused you to snap. You reacted at that child. And then being in a reactive place where you're reacting to what's happening at you, that means your life very much feels like it's happening at you. You're not really in charge of it. You're not really the boss. It's just like the days go by, moments happen, and you just take everything as it comes. And your life is like reacting. You're reacting to your life happening at you. So you're cleaning up. You know you need to change the baby's diaper. You're cleaning up something. Dinner's on the stove. You got a lot of stuff going on. And on top of that, in here, you're chaotic. You're scattered. Okay. And then somebody calls you from church and they're like, hey, I thought that you said you were going to help out with this, you know, play we're doing for Christmas. You know, could you come down here tonight? We really need help. And you're just like reacting. You're reacting out of without thinking, without boundaries, without thinking clear-headedly and having an ownership perspective of your life. You're reacting to that happening. What time? Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll be there. And then snapping at the toddler, snapping at the older kid, snapping at the baby. I've been there. You get overwhelmed, you snap at a friggin' baby. Yeah, that's when you're stretched too thin. Okay. You're hurrying up dinner quickly. You're feeding the kids quickly. You're throwing yourself together quickly. You're getting out of the house and going to do something for somebody else because you felt obligated to, even though that's the worst thing to do today. And that's the last thing you needed. You're reacting to things happening at you. You are not living in a place of ownership over yourself, your family, or your life. Taking ownership is the opposite of this. It doesn't mean you never do anything nice for anyone. It doesn't mean that you never help with anyone. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, living from this greedy, awful, hoarding, selfish place, but it means you get a little bit healthily selfish. Because listen to me now, you are here. And that means that you're probably a woman and you're probably a mom. And you are what those babies need. Your emotional health, your state of being is not just about you. It is about those babies. It is about the relationships that you say matter the most to you. But maybe the way you're living is not really lining up with that. I have been there. This is just the hard truth for all of us at some point. Be grateful that we're here, that this is the point where things change. When you think a little bit more about yourself and you think, what is it gonna do to me to stop everything, go to the church tonight and help with that? It's gonna cause stress. I shouldn't be doing this. And this is just one example. Take whatever you want, whatever happens in your life, you know, just giving an example. But you are responsible for how you're running, how you're feeling, how you're doing. And that's good for you as a human. You deserve, you are worthy of feeling okay, feeling good. But girl, your babies need you to be your best self. And they don't need you to run around for everybody else and constantly be doing things out of obligation and putting everyone above yourself. They need you to be a little selfish so that you can feel better and you can stop that reactive cycle, reacting at them, reacting to this, reacting to that, reacting at her. They need you. We need you. The world needs you to be more at peace, to be more in ownership of yourself and your time and your space and your life. This is what needs to happen for you to fully implement the lessons in this course. Your mindset needs to shift from reactive to taking ownership. I want you to become that in full ownership, queen, action-taking, problem-solving woman. When a problem arises, you solve it because you've got headspace, because you're not so stretched, so thin, and overwhelmed. You're not reacting, you're responding. Instead of being reactive, you are proactive. And that's what the lessons in here are going to help you with, okay? But first, your mindset has to shift to where you decide that you're done. You have to decide you're done with typical mom culture. You have to decide that you're done with being in a reactive place. You have to decide now that you are done, okay? We need to shift to being that action taker. What would an action taker, what would the most in charge action-taking version of you do in this situation? Let's go back to the example of the crazy evening where you're overwhelmed and somebody calls from church, like, can you come help us tonight? What would the most action-taking version of yourself do, the most ownership, positive action-taking version of yourself do? I think she would look around and see that her family needs her and see that she needs to clear things, not add things, and set some boundaries. And say, that's not going to work for me. That's what I think. What do you think? This is all about you. Okay. Once we work through this and you kind of sit and think, okay, where have I had a reactive mindset? How can I take ownership? Where in my life right now are there things I need to take ownership of? Where have I been letting things kind of fall through the cracks with that? I want you to support your new mindset. I want you to change your circle. You are the sum of the five or six people that you are around the most. That doesn't have to be real in life people and friends. This can be positive audiobooks or regular books, podcasts, meditations you listen to. You know, surround yourself with positivity. Find people that are creating content and books and shows and podcasts that are positive and support your new mindset through listening to them and hanging out with them by taking in their content. support your new mindset. It's going to take practice. It's a muscle you flex. And when you're around other people who are killing it at that mindset, it's going to be way easier for you because you can kind of think, what would this person do? That's probably what I should do. You're learning, you're surrounding yourself with positivity rather than surrounding yourself with more people stuck in typical mom, you know, culture, typical mom mindset and bringing you back where you don't belong anymore. It's time for you to rise above where you've been. It's time for you to come up above the typical mom culture. And that can be uncomfortable because it can feel like you're leaving people behind. It can feel like you're disappointing friends. It can feel like your sense of safety is being threatened because we all need a tribe. Like our brains, our like primal brain makeup is to be safe and to have a circle of people around us all the time. And if you rise up above where everyone in your circle is hanging out, what's that going to mean for you? So there's a lot of limiting beliefs that might hit you, things that you might find that you're really afraid. Like you're just trying to, you bought this course and you just wanted to simplify and make things lighter, but here you are feeling threatened and scared that you're not going to have any friends or support. So we got to work through those things and you need to surround yourself with other women online or in person or both that are where you're going. It's okay to break up with your old tribe. It's okay if it's hard. It's okay to maybe like stop hanging out with that one friend who's always negative because you are rising up. Because honestly, girl, that's your responsibility to rise up, to know better, do better, as Maya Angelou said, to rise above where you've been, not stay stuck and stagnant and grow and bloom, get to the next level where you are brain dumping out all the problems you can think of and looking for solutions for them. You're looking for the root problems in your life that have been holding you down. You're finding solutions. You're making a plan to implement those solutions. You are rising above and going beyond. It's only onward and upward. It's up and up for you. No more up and down in motherhood. No more crazy chaos. No more making things harder for yourself than they need to be. No more adding work and stress. You are supporting yourself. You are loving yourself. You are valuing yourself. And in that, you support yourself as a mom. You support your kids. You value your kids in valuing yourself. Do you see what I'm saying here? So I really want you to sit with all of this. I want you to sit with all of this and think through all of these things, all these mindset shifts, all these things that I'm calling into your attention right now. And that's your homework for this first thing before I give you all the hacks, all the tips, all the things that are really going to restructure your life, make things lighter and better for you. There's so much to be shared. There's so much for you to learn. There's so much that I'm going to give you that will blow your mind and change your life in Unburdened. But right now, I want you to ask yourself, where am I keeping myself stuck? What are my fears about exiting this way of thinking? How can I leave being in reactive mode and enter being in ownership mode? That action-taking, problem-solving woman place that I really know I belong, but I just haven't been. The time for you to change is right now. There's never going to be a perfect time. It's not yesterday. It's not tomorrow. It's not next year. It's not after you have the baby. It's not after you move. It's right now. You have to decide that enough is enough. You have to decide that you have value. You have to decide that it's time to go to the next level. So think through these things, do this inner work, and I'll see you in the other lessons of this course where we're going to actually get practical and implement some strategies to line up with this new life that you have. Good luck. I'm so proud of you. This is your time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. And just in case you didn't know, there's actually an exclusive community that's been created solely for the purpose of continuing discussions around the Purpose Show episodes. And it's designed to get you to actually take action and make the positive changes that we talk about here. So I want you to go and be a part of it. To do that, go to aliecasaza.com/Facebook group. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about me and how I can help you, how you can implement all these things and more into your life to make it simpler, better, and more abundant, head to aliecasaza.com. There's free downloads, online courses, programs, other resources to help you create the life you really want. I am always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.